This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Right, so the parsha is going to be a little bit shorter because it was a slightly longer halacha shir. But Parshas Kedoshim is really full of fascinating areas and topics. It has a whopping total of 51 mitzvahs in Parshas Kedoshim. Really huge. 13 mitzvahs aseh and 38 mitzvahs los aseh. And we are going to focus on a couple of very interesting points. Let's see how much we can do. The pasuk begins. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. The pasuk says, "Uvukutzrechem es katzir atzechem." When you reap and harvest your field, loisachale peas sodcha liktor. Don't finish off and harvest even the corner of the field, but rather you should leave the peah. Leave the corner, the peah, for poor people. For leket katzircha loisalaket, and anything which is dropped, don't gather it in, leave it on the ground, and the aniyim, the poor people, come and take it. So too, v'karmacha, when you're harvesting the vine, lo se'olel or peret karmacha lo selaket lo'ani v'lager tazo v'som ani Hashem. Again, we'll see in more detail exactly what that means. So that is the halacha of leaving over leket, shikcha, peah, based in this week's parsha. Now, there is an amazing Oznaim LaTorah. The Oznaim LaTorah we've quoted before, Zalman Sirotskin, the great-grandfather of Zalman Sirotskin, who lives here in London, and who's of course named after him. He has a classic sefer on Chumash called the Oznaim LaTorah, and he asks a very interesting question when it comes to Matonis LaAniyim. He says the following, HaTorah chai v'oisonu b'matonis kuhuna, matonis aniyim. There are two types of matonis. The matonis that we give to the Kohanim, the various animal parts, there are 24 in total, Uv matonis aniyim, and there is also matonis that we give to poor people, like we just described in the pasuk. Avo lekohanim mitzuvim anachnu livcharis atoiv v'hamuvcha shebeperis aretz. When it comes to matnas kuhuna, the gifts we give to the kohanim, we have to give the choicest, the best of the produce, as the pasuk says, v'zel lecha trumas matonom kol chelev yitzhar, the choicest of the oil, v'chol chelev tiroish, and the choicest of the wine, the dogon and of the grain, reishisom asher yidna l'Hashem lechon nesatim. You give the best. Uv'manas aniyim, bochra ha'teira ba'atz melos es la'oni v'lager es ha'gorua. When it comes to manas aniyim, you're giving the worst. What is that? Es ha'oilelos. We're talking now about the crop, the grain, the vine. Oilelos are the sort of the defective clusters of grapes. When you have a good cluster of a grape, you've seen it. It looks like a cone, an inverted, like a cone, an upside down cone with a wide shoulder, and it comes down to a point. That's a good, strong, healthy cluster of grapes. The oilelos are defective clusters. Anovim she'ein lohem lo kesef, they haven't got these broad shoulders. Below netef, and they haven't got this drop, this sort of pendant, this cone-shaped lower part. V'chein laniach peh b'soif hasodeh, the corner of the fields. You know, the corner of the fields are the bit in which, you know, people take shortcuts and they walk over it. B'mokom drisas ragli oldam behema, animals, people walk through the corners of the field. Shebevadeh mekalkalim heim shom es hatvur. So you've got to give the aniyim, the poor people, the worst of the crop, and when it comes to the kohanim, you give them the best. Why is that? Ma bein matnas kuhuno lematnas aniyim, asks the Oznaim LaTorah. Venira, next paragraph. She yarda teira l'seif daita shel adam. The Torah is going down to the very depths of human psyche. She kasha alav lahafrish chelek mehainai v'loses lacherim. Giving tzedakah, giving away your own produce, your own money, is very difficult. And when you do give away trumas and maestros to the kohanim and the levim, whom is chashiv beis dvarim, a person is thinking subconsciously, perhaps, two things. Aleph, number one, shakohanim v'levim lo lochu chelik baretz. He thinks to himself, when I give matnas kahuna, that after all, the kohanim and the levim didn't get a share in the land, and therefore it's fair enough that I have to give some of my own land and produce to them. Base, whatever I'm working on behalf of the Kohanim and Levim, they're also doing their part. The Kohanim and the Levim either are officiating in the Beis HaMikdash or Sifse Kohen, they're teaching the Torah to the Jewish people. They're also doing, you know, their part, their community service, as it were. Mipnei she'avidosom, he covered Shemayim, and since their work is holy work, Olav lechabed es mishos Hashem b'tovim v'shmenim she'beperosov. I've got to give him the best, and I feel very comfortable to do so. Avol, next paragraph. Ha'oni hazeh, this poor person, cheshev balabayis, shebekal hu chelik be'eretz rak atlusagarm l'shir minchosov. The landowner, the wealthy man, may sadly think to himself, well, this poor person, he got a portion in the land. Why is he poor? Why does he need to collect? Maybe he's just lazy. That he's destitute. He's not looking for work. He finds he wants an easy way out to go around and collecting. Why should I have to work for him? This is what the Balabais perhaps is thinking. But it's not true, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows man's thoughts. Ki hei mahovel, sometimes they're wrong. Over MS ain't anius mina atzlus ve'ain ashiris mina merits. On the contrary, poverty is not due to a person's laziness, in the same way that wealth is not due to a person's industry and hard work. Ela shekach goza Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course there's ishtadlus. But ultimately, a person's financial situation is decreed from on high. Shehi ashirim v'aniyim ba'olam. There has to be wealthy and poor people in the world. Va'afilu im kol bnei ha'odam yasmidu b'melachtam. Even if everyone was very hardworking and industrious, lo yechdal evim mikerev aretz. No one's. You're not going to obliterate poverty. Va'Hashem meisim ipnei taimim nistar mitmeitano. For some reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants there to be poor people. Espanus asanim la'ashirim. Whatever that, you know, for whatever reason, like the Gemara in Baba Basra says. Tunis Rufus asked Rabbi Kiva why they're poor people. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the poor, why does he make them poor? So it's to give zechus to the richer people, that they need that zechus, whatever it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his hidden ways. For kedei lahokel, last paragraph, concludes the Ozlayim LaTorah. For kedei lahokel ala balabayis lahafrish chelik mitfu sadehu. To make it easier for the balabayis to give to the poor person, for loses oso laniim, bo hatzivu loses lohem es hagorua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was well aware that a person may be thinking, you know, this poor person, he just doesn't work hard enough. Why should I give him? And therefore, to make it easier for the Balabais to give him, he instructs him to give of the worst of his produce. Es ha'onelus, the defective clusters, or peas ha'sode, the corners of the field. Or Balabais yiten aliba v'yom, and the Balabais will think to himself, Hari mutzlachani, I'm a successful fellow. V'im hoysa peas ha'sode sha'eches li, and if I would really own the corners of my field, lo hayu darsim oso kolkach, people wouldn't walk over my field. V'im hayu hanovim ho'elim agim lechelki, and if these defective clusters of grapes would really be mine, bevadai ehayu tovim kesef v'netev, they'd be strong clusters with broad shoulders and sort of cone-shaped lower parts. Ela sheheim shaychim lechelik ha'oni. It must be that they don't even belong to me, they belong to the poor person. For who lo yutzlach, he's not a successful person, and that's why they're not of top quality. For chen yomer liba, and a person will think to himself, lomanof la shibolis miyodi hachazaka. I'm a strong person, I can grab the shibolim, and how come some fell? Loma shachachti es ha'omer, why did I go past and I forgot this and that? Hari har choretz ani b'melachti, I'm very industrious, I'm very good at my work. V'gam shikcha in lefon, I don't forget things. Ela min ha'shamayim haroi lo, it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it this way. She'ein ze'er lechelka shel oni, v'al yidei cheshbeinus ko'ele yeikel olav matnas aniyim. And therefore, it will make it easier for the person to give to the poor person. So a very, very, very interesting insight of the Oznayim LaTorah, from Zalman Sirotskin. Why is there a difference between matnas kohuna and matnas aniyim? Matnas kohuna, a person is more willing to give to the kohen, to the levi. He knows, after all, they didn't get a chelik in the land. They're also doing, holy work. So you feel more comfortable to give, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, you can give from the chela, from the choicest of the crop. Masha'en came, when it comes to the oni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that a person is going to struggle with that, and for wrong reasons. But yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it easier for the balabais, and he thinks to himself, give him from the gorua, and that will make the actual giving easier. So at the end of the day, the oni will have. Very interesting insight of the Oznayim LaTorah. Okay, let's move on to something else. The next is a few pesukim later. This is paragraph number 2. Loisis no esochicha b'vavecha. Do not hate your brother in your heart. Hecheach techeach samatecha v'loisis olof chet. You have to surely rebuke your fellow man. V'loisis olof chet. Do not raise the sin against him. So that is the famous mitzvah of techeacha, of rebuking another person. It's one of the hardest mitzvahs in the whole Torah, to get it right. To rebuke a person constructively, effectively, halachically, it's very tricky. Now there's a lovely piece of the MS Liakov, of the Ryakov Kamenetsky, which I'd like to work through. Let's try and work through it quickly. Very interesting insights of Rabbi Yaakov. Hine. Again, this is on the bottom box, the bottom of page 1. Hine. Regilim onu lachshev. We are accustomed to think shem mitzvos teichacha hi shonu tzrichim lios hashomrim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We think generally when it comes to the mitzvah of teichacha, of rebuking our fellow man, that we have to be God's policeman. Since Hashem ultimately wants people to keep mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed us as his policemen, that we can supervise over our fellows, that they also do the mitzvahs of Hashem. And therefore, people think that the mitzvah of teichacha, of rebuking your fellow man, is a mitzvah which is bein adam lemakom. Aval be'emes, ilu ze zu hoyse kavonas haTorah. If that were indeed the intention of the Torah, imkein yikshe, you can ask, madu amitzvah teichacha inu noheges afilu im alidei ze yalbenes pnei chamei berabim. If that's the case, if indeed it is a mitzvah bein adam lemakom, then why doesn't it apply? Even if yalben es pnei chaver berabim, you have to embarrass the person. Dafilu inayim adiyesh lav sheyesh lo levayesh es chaver. Yes, maybe there is a law you shouldn't embarrass anybody. Avu mikol makom yovei asay de teichacha v'yidche es lo sasay de libim polim. We know there's a classic rule in Torah. Asay doche lo sasay, and asay pushes aside the lo sasay. So the asay of teichacha should push aside not to embarrass somebody. So how come? If teichacha is indeed a mitzvah, ben adam lemakom, the mitzvah asay of teichacha should push aside any lo sasay, and therefore, if it means I'm embarrassing a person by telling him to do X, Y, or Z, I shall be entitled to do it. But that's not the halacha. So therefore, gam tomua, and it's also perplexing, says Rabbi Yaakov, I'm at the bottom paragraph, madisim meseches erchim. The Gemara says in erchim, which is the source of all the halachas of teichacha, daf tesayin on base, she mitzvah teichacha ene ela ad sheyake oisai, o ad sheykalel oisai. How far does teichacha go? Until, says the Gemara, that the person on the receiving end of your teichacha either hits you or curses you. That's what the Gemara says. That's quite a that's quite extreme. V'amai. But why should that be the limit? We don't find this in other mitzvahs. L'moshel. Yeah, let's think of another mitzvah. Sorry, chodim l'niach tefillin b'pumbi. Let's say you're at Heathrow Airport and you've got to put on tefillin. And you're putting on tefillin quietly in the corner and somebody comes over to you and says, what are you doing? How can you put on tefillin? The halacha is, you've got to put on tefillin. So what? Someone is shouting you or embarrassing you. You've got a chiyuv to put on tefillin. If you're looking at it in a sort of purely technical way, why should the mitzvah of teichacha be any different to any other mitzvah? Therefore, concludes Rabbi Yaakov, Elo. Top of the next page. Shekan gil salonu haTorah. Tzurosa shal mitzvah teichacha mahi. The Torah therefore tells us that the mitzvah of teichacha is very specific. If you explore it carefully, you'll see that the mitzvah of teichacha is actually a mitzvah bein adam lechaveru, not bein adam lemakom. Sinas ve'avas rea, hating and loving other people, nekima ve'natira, taking revenge, not bearing a grudge. These are all mitzvahs bein adam lechaveru. V'ahenu shehegdira lanu haTorah sheyesod mitzvahs teichacha tzrich liyos shachreite margish ki'ilu hamechiach eisel le'toy ve'gedoyla. The way of the parameters of the mitzvah are that the person who you are rebuking should feel that you are doing him the greatest favor in the world. That is effective teichacha. For his returning a lost item. Imagine you lose your purse, you lose your phone, and someone returns it to you. How grateful do you feel? Well, so too, if someone rebukes you properly, you should feel the same sensation. He says Rabbi Yaakov. Echot shebo lilvois mechaveiro. Kesef. Whether you see someone comes to borrow money from someone. V'chshenichnas lebeis hamalve, motze shom gvir echot. And you know, I want to borrow money, so I go to a wealthy man's house, I knock on his door, and I go in there, and there are other people waiting. And then, there's another man there, sheyodulu shehu yard menechosov. And there's another person who you know is not honest, or he's lost a lot of money and he hasn't got what to pay back. If I'm going to somebody's house and I can see the malva, the lender, is lending a vast amount of money to somebody who I know is not going to be able to pay him back. So if I go to the malva and say, look, you're lending him on false pretexts. He's told you that he's going to be able to come into some money soon. You know that it's not true. The malva is not going to turn around to you and say, hey, who are you? Why are you telling me what to do? He's just very grateful that you've told him the truth and he won't lose his money. Well, so too. Who are dover etzal teichacha? Teichacha hi miloshen lechuna v'nivachacha. The loshen of teichacha is sort of an exploration, i.e., he quotes the Yiddish word, opvezen. You're helping him. But if you're embarrassing him in the process, so the person who's doing something wrong, who's being rebuked, feels that this guy just has it in for me. And therefore the teichacha is ineffective. And you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of teichacha. Is only when you're doing the asay. But if you're doing the asay by embarrassing the person, that's not the mitzvah of teichacha. He doesn't feel the love. He says in Ha'ara 17, where the editor writes, I think it's Daniel Neustadt, who is he's the grandson of Rabbi Yaakov. I think he edited the sefer. He adds, take a look in Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Nevis Yaakov and Pashas Vayetze, Shebir Lefize Madua Om Yaakov La Anche Choron. Remember, Yaakovinu goes to the well and he addresses them as Achai, Me'ayin Atem. To Kivin Doha Yeretze Lechichem, he wanted to rebuke them. Why are you leaving your work early? It's not yet sunset. Hutzruch Laharis Lehem Shu Oyavon. That's why he addresses them in a term of endearment of Achai. So, says Rabbi Yaakov, something fascinating. The mitzvah of teichacha, we think, is that we're God's policemen. It's a mitzvah in Odom Lamakam, nothing doing. Says Rabbi Yaakov, because if that was the case, then you should say the chalos, say you should embarrass the person. Why is there a limit of atche yake, atche yakala? It should be, you should even do it. If someone tells you, you know, he hits you if you put on tefillin, you've got to still put on tefillin. The point is, that's not teichacha. Teichacha is a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro. And if you're embarrassing the person, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of teichacha. Because the person's got to feel the love. It's got to be that he sees and feels that you care about him. Not that you're just God's policeman. And therefore, if you're short of that, then it's not considered teichacha. You're not doing the mitzvah. And therefore, it's inappropriate to say, "Aseh docha lo saseh." That's the important. And just a proper to that, you know, there's a pasuk in Mishlei. How do you give teichacha? Says Rabbi Yaakov, he's got to feel the love. You've got to do it in a clever way. Teichacha is a very hard mitzvah to get it right. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, al techeach leitz pen yisno echa. Don't rebuke a leitz, sort of a scoffer, because he might hate you. Hechiach lechacham v'yavecha. But rebuke a wise man and he will love you. Now the posh understanding of that pasuk in Mishlei is that don't rebuke a leitz because it's not going to work. He'll hate you. And rather, rebuke a wise man, he'll love you. Yeah, because a wise man will appreciate teichacha as opposed to a leitz. I think it's the Alshich who says a different pshat. You know what it means? Al techiach leitz, don't rebuke the leitz, i.e. we're talking about the same person. Don't talk down to the person and talk to this fellow as if he's a leitz. Talk to the chochem shabbai. You're such a good man, you're a wise person. If you would phrase it in that positive way, as if the person is a chacham rather than a leitz, it will be more effective. You know, the story, the classic story they all tell is Abraham Twersky, Zichron Levracha. He tells the story of, as a child, he was, I think, 8 or 9 years old, and it was Rosh Hashanah. And they have Mashulachim who would pass through, and there was one Rav who was staying there for Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbi Abraham Twersky, as a child, loved chess. And on Rosh Hashanah afternoon, the Rav who was staying there, or whoever it was, challenged the young Abe Twersky to a game of chess. And he played. And his father got to hear about it. He played chess on Rosh Hashanah. And of course, halachically, it's allowed, but Twersky's father felt that this is not Rosh Hashanah. So how did he rebuke him? He called him in, and he was learning Rosh Hashanah afternoon, and the young Abraham Twersky was standing there. He just said to him, "You play chess on Rosh Hashanah? And you didn't leave your father's study until you were dismissed in those days." And he said, "Yes," waited there. And he understood that his father was displeased that that's not how you play, that's not how you spend Rosh Hashanah. And then he said to him, he goes, "Did you beat him?" And little Abraham Twersky said, "Twice." He said, "Well done." And then he got the message. But he got the message in a positive way. That's pshat. If you talk in the chochem shavoy, in other words, you're bigger than that. You're better than that. That's how to give techocha. So says Rabbi Yaakov, it's a din ben odom lechaveira. And if he's not feeling the love, then it's not techocha. So very important, you say it in the mitzvah of techocha, difficult mitzvah. So two ideas, I think that's all we have time for. Number one is the oznaim latoro. How come there's this difference between matnas kuna, matnas aniyim? Matnas kuna, you give from the choices of your crop, but matnas aniyim, it's the inferior, the defective part of the crop. And the answer is, because we're talking to the human psyche. And therefore, matnas kuna, a person would much be more comfortable to give away. Masha'in came matnas aniyim, that sometimes a person will struggle with that. So we're talking to that person in that way, and therefore we sort of a dispensation, we'll talk to him, and therefore he'll actually be more agreeable to give away, and it'll be easier for him. Very interesting insight. And then the idea of Yaakov, of how to give rebuke, to what is the mitzvah of Teichocha? It's a mitzvah ben Adam Lachaveri rather than a mitzvah ben Adam Lamakam. Okay, we'll leave it there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.